When someone has helped you, but has perhaps not done all that you requested. Focus on what the person has done, not on what he hasn't. Although this would seem to be morally obvious, many people are so caught up with their own needs that they ignore the good done for them. A teacher once received a letter from a student asking 14 unrelated questions on a variety of subjects. The teacher wrote back a long reply in which he dealt with 13 of the questions. He soon received a return letter from the student, who not only noted the omission, but expressed no thanks for what the teacher had written. Though the teacher was a man of great patience, he was hurt by the student's behavior. Not only was there no word of thanks, but at the beginning of your letter, you reminded me that there was one of your questions to which I forgot to give an answer. Was that the proper beginning and response to a letter of 10 pages? He went on to tell the student, I mention this not because I need your thanks, but because of my love for you and concern that you should not become a person who denies the good done for him.